Broadcasting Company.
All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and this show, Tell the Truth Faster, is on every Wednesday night here at KFNX, and we deal with issues each week that pertain to mental health from a holistic standpoint, from the way I work and try to live, which means attaining and understanding the balance in body, mind, and spirit, learning to listen to our intuition, to our inner voices more, the higher voices of spirit, so that we're guided in terms of what is really the best path for us to take, the higher road, the place that will open us up to light and to some inner peace, as opposed to just keep reinforcing the patterns of fear and mistrust that many of us have been programmed with since birth. And it is a live, this is a live call-in show, and so I invite you to participate in the show tonight. I will not be having a guest. We're going to continue last week's topic, since we had two callers that we spent some time with, Ruben and Steve, which I was very grateful for them, their calls, and hope things are going well with them this week. If you feel like calling in and participating, if you have issues in your own relationships or questions you want to ask tonight, dealing with whatever struggles you're going through, or if you have some comments pertaining to tonight's topic on intimacy and relationships, the number is area code 602-277-5369. 602-277-5369. If you're not in the 602 area code, which is Phoenix, unfortunately, I believe our toll-free lines are still down this week, so that number is 877-900-5369, but I don't think you'll get through on that. So please do what Steve did last night when he called from out of town, outside Phoenix, from L.A., I believe. To participate, he called in 602-277-5369, and we'll be glad to chat with you. So, tonight, back to intimacy, back to relationships. It's interesting how that seems to be where most of us get back to or want to get back to anyway. And there is certainly a relevancy for saying get back to, because if you've listened in before, this is, I think, the sixth time in the last year that I've focused on the topic of intimacy and relationships on my show. And getting back to intimacy and relationships really is part of how I see intimacy and relationships. Getting back to a place and a time like being in the womb, where we were so intimately connected to another human being. In that case, obviously, inside another human being, connected through an umbilical cord, and being fed emotionally as well as nutritionally through mom's nervous system and blood vessels and all this stuff. How much more intimate can you ever imagine being with another human being? But it gets a little bit too crowded in there, and sooner or later, either we're taken out or we come out naturally, and the umbilical cord gets cut. And many of us spend the rest of our lives trying to get back inside. Some of us do it. I mean, if you think of what sex looks like, for most people, it's about trying to climb back inside someone, whether it's vaginal, oral, anal, whatever. Or trying to embrace someone so much that you can't hold tight enough. You want to feel skin to skin. You want to feel that closeness. And sometimes many of you may be able to relate to that feeling of wanting to be held or hold somebody so much as if wanting to just be absorbed by them or to absorb them. You know, a lot of us, you know, that has to do with that desire for that very deep connection that we had at that time before birth. But to me, intimacy is not necessarily recreating that physical connection. My definition of intimacy, if you've listened before, is intimacy is an expression of our natural desire for connection. I'll say it a couple of times. Intimacy is an expression of our natural desire for connection. The key words there being natural and connection. And it is a natural state of being. When you were first born, there was very little or no fear about trusting the adults around you. Unless very early on you weren't supported, you weren't nurtured, you weren't fed, and in which case you were totally confused and scared because you thought it was going to continue that way. Most of us at least were held, picked up, given our bottles or our breasts or whatever, and there was a nurturing experience at least at the beginning of our lives, and hopefully, you know, for some of us that continued on. But it was that natural desire for connection, that natural state of connection that all of us strive for as adults. Now, Sandra Ray in Loving Relationships, I speak about Sandra a lot. She was one of my teachers as a rebirther, as well as a lot of the material that I use on intimacy and relationships. I like the way she approaches it. To Sandra, the way she approaches her trainings and her books is that we're in relationship with everything. We have or strive for or need an intimate relationship with everything in our lives. That has to do with an intimate relationship with our body, an intimate relationship with our family, an intimate relationship with money, an intimate relationship with our car, with our dwelling, whether it's an apartment, a house, or a tent. We have intimate relationships with all these things, and our expression of that intimacy, of that intimate connection, usually is reflected similarly throughout all these things. If we see ourselves as a mess and unlovable and all that sort of stuff, then most of the things around us and the way we express ourselves, the way we dress, the chaos we create at our jobs, you know, the chaos and money, all that stuff will be reflected based on the fact that we're not lovable, we don't deserve peace, we don't deserve love, all that sort of stuff. But if you start working on a lot of the other beliefs around you, inside you, to try and identify or change the negative beliefs, the negative thoughts you have about yourself, and whether you know where they came from or not, the important thing is to identify them, to be honest about them, to tell the truth about them. And I said this last week also, because I'll say it again, it bears repeating. To me, more than anything, the most important factor in expressing a higher level of intimacy is learning to tell the truth faster, hence the name of my show. Moving through the fears, anger, and discomfort by realizing them quickly is a tool that keeps us clear and more in present time and always connected. What I'm describing here goes beyond sexual intimacy, obviously. It's really about making love. And making love, sex is just one of many ways of making love to another human being. And we make love to many people that we may not have a primary relationship with. Making love to me is a way of really expressing a true, open-hearted sense of affection and love for someone. You can make love to your neighbor by mowing their lawn for them. You can make love to your parents by doing something nice for them. you know, there are a lot of different ways of making love. The ones we hopefully will save for our significant other is the sexual approach or the sexual expression of making love or connecting. So expressing our natural desire for connection or making love in any form creates a sense of union instead of separation. When a person is willing to see this as such, this moving towards a deeper state of intimacy or union in one's life, it allows for a deeper spiritual connection. And again, body, mind, and spirit. None of this, all of this, love is spirit. Spirit is love. God is love. So anything you're doing around intimacy is actually bringing you deeper to a spiritual connection. It brings a deeper sense of peace, a more profound sense of safety, and returns us to that familiar time of innocence, or womb, or early childhood, a time when we were newborn, before the fearful adults around us had time to impose their limits on a child's natural connection with spirit. The important thing is we've never lost that innocence. And it's not so hard to reconnect with it. It's about remembering it. It's about getting back to a time and a place. And that's where therapy comes in, where meditation comes in, rebirthing, anything that allows you to get back to that place and time, to those memories that where you were just innocence, where there was no separation between you and spirit, between you and that open-heartedness that you felt towards all the adults around you and the other children. All it takes is a willingness to start the learning process. And tonight we're going to be talking more about what that learning process might look like, what new ways of perceiving things in terms of perceiving yourself in relationship to the world around you and relationship to other people. So tonight that's a lot of what we're going to be talking about, and maybe other things depending on the callers that we may get, hopefully. And last week, I started actually working with an article that was written in LA Magazine, which is basically a magazine here in Los Angeles for the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community. But there's a therapist, Bethany Marshall, that writes a column every other week in there. The magazine comes out every other week. Bethany Marshall is a marriage and family therapist in Beverly Hills in Pasadena, and she writes some of the best articles about relationships, about mental health issues. She gears them towards the gay and lesbian community, and they're applicable to anybody. So on September 11th, as a matter of fact, in the year 2000, this article is almost 2 years old, she wrote, "A Shopping List for a Healthy Male. 21 things to take note of when building a quality relationship." And when I read through these things, I realized that this is about a shopping list for a healthy person, whether it's male or female, whether you're a gay man looking for another man, a lesbian looking for another woman, whether you're heterosexual looking for someone of the opposite sex. These things apply just as well to men, women, gay or straight. And so I started going through them last week, and of the 21, I think I got through about 6 of them. And they bear completing. And that's how much I respect the work that she does. So what we're going to be doing in a little bit when we come back from our first break is briefly going over the first 6 ones that we covered last week, and hopefully getting through the rest of them. Or hopefully not if we get callers, okay? So stay tuned, and we'll be back with Tell the Truth Faster in just a few minutes.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
The Jungle Cabaret is the premier adult entertainment in the Valley, hosting a variety of beautiful women, all awaiting to fulfill your visual needs and desires. Home of the Wet n Wild Water Show, the Jungle Cabaret has daily drink specials, such as $2 drafts all day, all night on Tuesdays, $1 drafts from 9 p.m. to close on Wednesday, $2 domestic bottles on Sunday, and a full menu as well as a free buffet from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Located downtown on Central, the Jungle Cabaret even has a convenient free shuttle to and from many downtown events, so you can stop by on your way to the show or after the game for their famous dollar dances. And remember, no cover before 5. The Jungle Cabaret is located at 426 North Central Avenue, or get your own personal preview by visiting www.junglecabaret.com. The Jungle Cabaret. Go wild!
Another lending success story from LendingTree.com.
Now, I'm not a financial wizard or anything, so when I needed a mortgage, I went to LendingTree. I filled out one simple form, banks and lenders competed over it, and I got 4 offers back within hours. Maybe I am a wizard after all.
Visit LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at LendingTree.com.
You're listening to Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX. Tune into Imus in the Morning from 5 to 9 a.m. and in the afternoons, the Tom Likas Show from 4 to 8 p.m.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. And this is Stuart Altshuler, and tonight's topic is a continuation from last week, dealing with intimacy and relationships. And this is a live call-in show, so I remind you that the local number in the Phoenix area is 602-277-5369. I really appreciated a couple of calls I got last week, and hopefully we'll hear from some of you tonight, too. Don't be shy about calling in. Please. Okay, because I know a lot of people will resist calling in because they don't think what they have to say or what problem they have is worth talking about, or they're just too embarrassed. But remember, this is radio and nobody sees your face, and you don't have to give too many identifying pieces of information. You can keep it as anonymous as you like, and you don't need to be shy about it, okay? The only way people change is by taking risks. The only way people change and improve themselves is by walking into their fear and walking through it. Okay, and actually, somebody was listening to me, so do we have a call from David? David, you on?
Yes, good evening.
Hi, David. Where are you calling from?
Phoenix, Central Phoenix.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Well, I've been battling a cocaine addiction for about 4 years, but I've not done it as regularly in the past year. I stopped using heroin a year and 4 months ago. I'm having trouble kicking cocaine out of my life for good. Mm-hmm. It's probably once every few months that I use it. And other than reading the big book, because I was a member of a 12-step program many years ago,
mm-hmm.
I don't like the meeting environment itself. I want to know what I can do in my life to just say no for the final time.
Ah, so it's just coke right now. You haven't touched heroin in how long?
I haven't touched heroin since March of 2001.
Very good. And Are you doing anything else? Pot, any pills, any alcohol?
I drink a beer occasionally. I've never been a big drinker.
Okay, good. And when was the last time you did go to a 12-step meeting?
I've been to that meeting probably a month ago. I've never been one for the meetings themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I always like what the book has to say, and there's a lot of times during the day I'll pick up the book just to read something I need to hear in my own mind.
Great. Okay, so you are reading the big book.
Yeah.
Are you doing any other reading?
Other than just for my own personal satisfaction?
You know, other self-help books, personal growth books, anything like that?
Every now and then I like to thumb through 7 Habits of Highly Effective People just because I read it a long time ago.
Okay. Let me ask you a few more questions, David, before I say a few things. Are you seeing a therapist?
Occasionally.
Is it the same therapist, or occasionally you go looking for a therapist?
Same therapist. Through my insurance company, I've seen one that I like.
Okay. Why just occasionally?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer that I could give you. I don't know why I don't go see more often. I think I don't want to deal with my own underground fears besides the addiction.
Okay.
I talk about something, I hear, you know, I get scared.
Okay. That's why you're still using, and that's why the meetings are uncomfortable for you. And like you just said, that's why you don't keep going back to the therapy. The coke is not the problem. What the problems are the terror that you feel inside yourself all the time. People who are addicts, and I don't care whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, food, or whatever, people who are addicts are trying to numb emotions that are just too uncomfortable that they've never really been taught how to identify and how to walk through. And so they do anything they can to numb in any way they can, to distract themselves in any way they can. Do you relate to that?
Too much.
Too much. What are you feeling right now, David?
I always feel threatened by my own mind. I don't like to deal with who I am. I have just as much of success in failure as I do in positive things.
Right.
I'm scared to do real well, and I'm scared to fail.
How old are you, David?
34.
And do you work?
Absolutely.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm in the service industry.
Okay. That's okay. That's what I meant about anonymity. You can say it however you need to, okay?
And I've never been one since I recovered off the heroin to put anything in front of my job. My job has allowed me good insurance. It's allowed me a chance to take care of myself mentally and physically, and it's something I would never want to lose.
Okay, so in the service industry means that you're dealing with people all the time.
I deal with people from 7:30 in the morning till 5 o'clock every day.
And you have to be a certain type of person and put on a certain front in order to serve them the way whatever it is that you do is supposed to be, right?
Absolutely.
So you spend your entire day more than likely pretending to be something that you're not feeling inside you, right?
Sometimes, yeah. I've always been in dealing with people in every aspect of what I've done for work, always.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up in a family that was in retail, and I've always been around people. So that, to me, is normal.
Right, but what I'm saying is...
having to deal with the problems that come with work and life that I have a problem dealing with.
Right, and that's the front you have to put on. Even if you're scared about something or angry about something, you still have to pretend to be something other than what you're feeling in that moment in order to be of service to others.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. One of the things that's real common, and I'm glad you called, I've been doing addictions counseling my entire career, since the early 70s. Okay? And have you ever listened to this show before?
Never.
Okay, well, I'm glad you did tonight. The common thread in addiction, or one of them anyway, like I said before, is that fear of facing yourself, of looking in the mirror and seeing who you really are. And the only way to deal with your addiction is to do just that, though. And you know that. You know that just trying to stay away from the coke All you're doing is white knuckling, as they say, right?
I find myself white knuckling even when I know I have no desire to use.
Right, I know. Because all you're doing is not using right now. You're not clean and sober. You know that. You've been to enough meetings to understand the difference. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. You wouldn't have called in tonight if you didn't want something better. Am I right?
You said obviously something I wanted to hear, and I wanted to expand on it.
Okay.
I've never been one to be able to admit when I want something. Even
okay.
If I want it, and it's good for me, I've never been one to say that's what I want.
Tell me what you want, David.
I'd love to be able to be healthy in my own mind and be happy with myself, where I don't need to rely on outside stimulants, whether it be people, drugs, or anything else to make me happy. I'd like to learn how to make myself happy.
Right. You want to be happy with yourself is the main thing I heard in that, right?
Absolutely, 100%.
True. Okay. What makes you unhappy with yourself right now? Besides your drug use, what makes you unhappy?
I've gained a little weight since I quit doing drugs seriously, since it was most of my time. I'm not happy with the weight gain. I'm not happy with where I am in my career, and I'm not happy with my social setting.
Okay. Those are all the, in a sense, externals. What about who you are you not happy with? Not what you do, who you are.
That would be the anger that I carry around that I, for some reason, cannot get rid of.
There you go.
I know it's there. I just got to learn how to get rid of it. I've known
okay.
it for a long time.
When you use the word anger, whose face pops up in front of your mind?
A multitude. Friends that have hurt me, family that's hurt me, myself, for one, pops up a lot.
Okay. Before I ask you the next question, I want you to promise me something. I want you to promise me that if this starts triggering you, number one, you're not going to hang up, and number two, you'll call your therapist in the morning and set up an appointment. Will you promise me that?
I wouldn't have called if I didn't want to hear something.
Okay, but will you promise me that if this triggers you in any way, that you make sure you get in to see your therapist tomorrow?
I give you my promises.
Okay, good. I want you to close your eyes for a minute. Okay?
Okay.
And I want you to go back to the earliest memory you have of being angry and tell me how old you are.
The angriest memory I have or the angriest memory that was put in my mind?
The earliest memory you have of your anger.
Probably my childhood into adolescence.
Give me an age. Go back to a situation.
9, 10.
9 or 10. Who are you angry with at 9?
Probably my father and stepmother.
Okay. Were they hurting you?
She was, mentally.
Mentally? Okay.
She was an evil woman.
She was.
That. Oh, absolutely. She used my father and she used me and my brother.
Mm-hmm. Your dad and this woman still married?
No.
Okay. But there was a lot of pain and suffering for you back then.
Absolutely. A divorce, a bad step-parent. These are things I know on the outside to have hurt me. I just don't know why they did that. Why those feelings are still inside me.
Why what?
I don't know why those feelings are still to have hurt me. I just don't know why they did that. Why.
We're going to answer that question when we come back from this break, because I hear the music beginning to play. I don't want you to hang up, and we're going to talk during the break, okay?
Okay.
Good. Please stay tuned. We're going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Is life making you so anxious and stressed out that any minute now you feel as though you will explode? Let Stuart Altshuler help you. As a practicing California licensed marriage and family therapist who uses a holistic approach, he's here for you every Wednesday as he hosts To Tell the Truth Faster. During the program, Stuart Altshuler will explore ways to help you towards improving your life by identifying the truth about who you are and accessing your courage to change and grow. Tell the Truth Faster, Wednesdays 10 to 11 p.m. only on Hot Talk 1100 KFNX.
Right now, this ad is reaching thousands of people.
Do you run a business, and would you like to tell thousands of people about your unique business and what you have to offer? Why not tell them right here on Hot Talk 1100 KFNX? You're listening, and so are potential customers. Call one of our marketing professionals right now at 602-277-1100 and learn how you can cost-effectively grow your business. Get more customers now. Call 602-277-1100.
J&A Furniture wants you to know that they're not having a sale. That's right, J&A Furniture is not having a sale. Because when you have prices like theirs, you can't have a sale. J&A Furniture and Mattress Liquidators can save you money in every room of your home. Pine and Iron Entertainment Centers for the living room, including Oak Entertainment Centers, starting at just $199. Dinettes for the kitchen and for the living room. J&A can provide you with a sofa and love seat and table for only $499. For the bedroom, bunk beds starting as low as $129, as well as a five-piece bedroom set for only $199. Any size mattress and box spring set, just $99. J&A Furniture and Mattress Liquidators, 2202 West Camelback at the northwest corner of Camelback and 22nd Avenue. Stop by or call them at 602-995-1651. That's 602-995-1651. Price is so low, you'll have to lay down to see them.
Here's your current Hot Talk 1100 KFNX weather forecast.
All right, Phoenix, a great, wonderful Wednesday evening. Ryan with your KFNX weather forecast. Tonight, mostly clear skies with the occasional high cloud passing over. Tonight, cooling down to 80 degrees. Winds out of the southeast at about 1 mile an hour. Nice little breeze out there, make everything a little bit cooler. Around the state, 68 in Flagstaff. 89 in Tucson, and right now at 10:31, 98 degrees right here at KFNX.
This is the 50,000-watt powerhouse station, serving all of Arizona and beyond. Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of North American Broadcasting Company.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
All right, Stuart, you are live.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. Tonight's topic is on intimacy and relationships. And before the last break, I got a caller from David in Phoenix. And David, you still there?
I'm still here.
Great. Okay. And David's been talking about his problems with addiction, and basically what we're getting to right now is anger. You said a 9- or 10-year-old, and you were relating to anger and your stepmother and the way she treated you. And my guess is your dad for marrying her and for keeping you in that situation, too. Is that somewhat there, too?
Not being knowledgeable in the medical side, I would want to bet that is true.
Okay. I put some money on it, too. I want you to do something right now, David. I want you to close your eyes again. I want you to picture yourself as that 9-year-old.
Okay.
All right. Can you see him?
I can do my best.
Okay. That's all you can do is your best. Let me know when you get a sense of him.
I get a feeling of the time.
You get a feeling of the time, but not an image of the little boy.
I don't have a lot of old memories. One thing I don't possess is
okay. Speak into the phone.
Sorry, I don't possess a lot of deep memories. That's something that's bothered me for a long time.
Okay.
I don't know if it's my past drug use or just I just don't have a lot of memory. I can remember feelings. I can't remember scenes and pictures.
Okay. Part of that may be that you're so afraid of what you're going to see in terms of the emotions. And again, nobody, it sounds to me like nobody really taught that little boy, number one, that it was normal and natural to feel things and what to do with them when they came up. You were probably told, don't you raise your voice to me, don't you get angry with me type of stuff. Is that accurate?
I still am by one of my parents, but, you know.
Okay, so you're 34 and you're still spoken to like that 9-year-old was talked to.
I think it could be because there's times I go on a little bit of tangents of verbal abuse myself.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I know how to deal with some things is anger.
Right.
And the person who I have most contact with is someone who I don't need to speak to like that. I shouldn't speak to like that, and they probably do have every right to tell me not to verbally abuse them, but at some point in time, that also sounds like I'm being talked down to, so it
right.
could be a trigger for me.
Okay. Now, part of you at age 34 doesn't feel like a 34-year-old. Am I right about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Which is very common, especially with addicts. When did you first start using drugs?
Hard drugs or drugs in general?
Drugs in general.
I think I probably smoked marijuana in ninth grade.
Ninth grade. So I want you to imagine that when you started smoking regularly or started doing any drugs regularly, there was part of your maturation process that got stuck there.
I actually was never a regular user until my hardcore addiction started.
Okay. But even so, there was still that process of numbing. Even if it wasn't regularly used, it was still that process of numbing that kept, that slowed down your maturation process.
Okay.
Okay? And so that's why at age 34, it's hard to imagine yourself at 34 because there's still that 16-year-old or that 9-year-old or stuff that never really got what they needed. And now here you are at 34 still trying to figure out how to get it. And it is love and acceptance and support and nurturing. You follow?
I can see that. I can follow that 100%.
Okay. Are you in a relationship?
Not in the classic sense, no.
Okay. Usually in relationship with men or women?
Women.
Okay.
Not sexual.
And, well, I don't want to get into too much relationship stuff right now because there's a point that I really want you to get. The anger is in there, and everything you're doing is trying to numb it. And I know, like most people, including me, David, okay, most of us are taught to repress our anger. Most of us are taught that anger is not okay. And most of us are taught to do anything to avoid being angry. But what that anger does is build and build and build inside of us, and it starts wearing us down. It starts hurting us physically as well as emotionally because the body can absorb that just so long and just so intensely before the body starts breaking down. Does that make sense to you?
Only because I have some medical problems due to my addiction that I know I probably wouldn't have had if I wasn't angry in the first place. I wouldn't have become an addict.
Exactly.
These medical problems that I've...
It's
that
all interconnected.
Oh, yeah, it's the 6 degrees of separation of the mind.
Right. You got it, okay? So I want you to imagine that anger is like a cancer. And as long as you keep it in there, it's going to take over cell after cell after cell until your entire body is cancerous or imbued with that anger. And again, I know from what you're saying, and I know from my own experience and so many of my clients, anger is the one thing none of us want to face and deal with. We're afraid that when we finally do, we're going to do damage. That this volcano is going to erupt and nobody's going to love us at all because who wants to love somebody that's angry?
Well, I've been on medicine on and off for the past 2.5 years. Wellbutrin, Zyprexa, methadone, hydroxyzine, and there's been a marked difference in how I handle anger, in my emotional outbursts. There were months and months of depression at a time. I have been diagnosed bipolar manic depressive.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while, I didn't want anyone around me. I would have emotional outbursts because my cat ran across my foot and stepped on my foot.
Okay.
Using that as an example.
I understand what you're saying. So you may be manic depressive or bipolar, or you may just be very depressed, and when you finally do tap into that anger, it looks like a manic outburst. And that's why I'm saying... It's really important that you stay with your therapist and start really taking the risk of walking into that anger and walking through it with somebody that you trust and somebody that can help you come out the other side.
That's a big step.
I know. It was a big step for you to call into to a radio show, and it's been a big step that you've stayed on the air and been willing to identify the anger as a big core part of your problem.
I'm not scared of my problems. I'm willing to come to grips with my problems. It's dealing with them and finding a cure for the problems that I keep dipping my toe into the cold pool.
You know, if you weren't afraid to deal with the problems, you would be staying with the therapist and you would have stayed with it for years and years. Of course you're afraid to look at all this stuff and you're afraid of looking at the problems. Who wouldn't be? Nobody taught you how to do anything else but be afraid. And
I probably did a pretty good job on myself, too.
Yeah. Well, you had to start the learning process through example of adults. A child doesn't pick this up on their own. Okay? And I'm not a believer in pointing fingers at mommy and daddy and saying it's all their fault.
Yeah, my parents are at each other, but that's just...
Say again?
My parents are at each other, but that's just their little...
Okay, well, that's not what I do. I mean, to me, it's about looking at maybe some, helping understand some of it and see some of the patterns and the behaviors, but then it becomes your responsibility to do something about it.
I'm willing to change those patterns.
Okay, good. So we're going to take another short break and then come back and continue with this conversation. Okay, David?
Absolutely.
Great. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with David and Tell the Truth Faster.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Looking to add a little life to your home, but you don't know where to start? Then stop by the Carpet Remnant Station in Mesa. Remnant Station has a wide selection of name brand, factory direct, discount rolls of first quality Berber, plushes, Saxony, Cut Pile, and more. For nearly 30 years, they've made professional customer service a priority, creating literally thousands of satisfied patrons. Professional installation is available so they can make sure that you're taken care of all the way from the showroom to your front room. Documented customer comments include, "Wow, what a job well done," "Great friendly service," and "The carpet installers were professional, efficient, and courteous." Call them today at 480-964-1854. That's 480-964-1854. Or visit them at the corner of University and Longmore. Carpet Remnant Station. Licensed, bonded, and insured. 28 years of experience makes a difference.
Chances are you don't know if you're eating the right balance of fats. I'm Bob Harris, and that's why Smart Balance Buttery Spread is so important. Aside from the fact that Smart Balance is not hydrogenated and contains no trans fatty acids, and forgetting that it won a gold medal award for buttery taste, Smart Balance gives you the right balance of fats to help improve HDL good cholesterol and the cholesterol ratio. Check it out at smartbalance.com for a sensational spread, Smart Balance.
This is Hot Talk 1100 KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler, and we have a caller on the line tonight named David from Phoenix, who has been talking to us about, well, what he's identified as his drug addictions. But David, I think you need to take a look at the fact that you're as addicted to this rage and this anger inside of you as you are to any of the chemicals, too. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
Okay. So one thing I'm very aware of, David, is that you're very insightful, and that almost everything I've said to you, you've gotten real quickly. And it's either because you've already thought these things, or I'm making sense to you, and you get it in your cells that quickly.
A little of both.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure it's a little of both. And that is part of what is really going to serve you well if you just stay with the process, if you get back to your therapist. You mentioned to me during one of the breaks that you've also done one of my favorite methods, which is rebirthing or conscious breathing.
Right.
How long ago did you do the rebirthing?
It was probably 3 or 4 years ago, easy.
Okay, so it's something else that I would really encourage you to do, making sure that it's with a rebirther that you really trust, and it will start opening this stuff up a lot faster.
Well, rebirthing to me was an incredibly intense situation, so I know it has to be someone I would trust really deeply. It took knowing the person I did it with originally a long time before that.
Good.
That shouldn't even...
Is she still there in Phoenix?
No, she's in Europe now.
Okay. I can help you find someone there in your area. Okay, and before we're done with the show, before we hang up, I want to make sure you have a phone number and if you're willing to give me your number too, okay?
Okay.
So any tool like that, you talked about picking up the big book regularly. Do you do any daily meditation, any daily practice for yourself?
I don't do a textbook one, but I do a mantra that I don't need to be angry, that I deal with situations with thought and time rather than a snappy decision.
Okay. You just brought up one of my pet peeves. Okay. You use affirmations, right? You try and negate the negative thinking and the patterns that you've identified with a positive thought, right?
Right.
Okay. Do you know who Louise Hay is?
Louise L. Hay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read her book when I was 15 years old. You can better your life, if I'm not mistaken.
You Can Heal Your Life was her first book, and she's actually a friend of mine, and I took over a group that she was doing for people with AIDS called the Hayride in the early 90s. And one of the things that her, Sandra Ray, all the others that talk about affirmations, you know, people misinterpret how to use affirmations from my perspective. Affirmations are meant to help you detox those negative thoughts, to help you identify them more. And a lot of people use positive affirmations to try and skirt over the gunk that's in there. And to me, the first thing that needs to be done is to take a really good, honest look at what the negative thoughts are before you try and reprogram them with the positive thoughts. Okay? And when you start doing positive affirmations, what Sandra Ray does, what she talks about is, on one side of the page you write your positive affirmation, on the other side of the page she calls it a response column, because your ego mind will always come up with something to counteract that positive thought because it does not want you to get it. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes. I'm so used to being angry that the opposite isn't comfortable, so I go back to the anger.
Exactly. And there's a part of your mind that's invested in keeping you in the muck. So anytime those positive things come out, it's going to come up with things like, don't be ridiculous. You know, you're entitled to your anger. Let it come. You're nothing but an angry being. You know, all that negative stuff. It wants you to stay stuck there. And so, to me, the important thing is that you start identifying what the core negative beliefs are before you start trying to use positive affirmations. Or if you're using a positive affirmation, that you write down the arguments that come up in your mind from that positive affirmation. Then you'll start identifying what your negative belief systems really are about. Am I making sense?
Oh, yeah. It's taking a
good
inventory of your thoughts and feelings.
Exactly. And one of the best ways is to use a positive affirmation, or to just do something like, a negative thought I have about myself is. In fact, do that right now, David. Say it out loud. A negative thought I have about myself is, and then finish the sentence.
A negative thought I have about myself is my weight and health.
Is that I'm fat and unhealthy?
To put it bluntly, yes.
Okay. Make the statement an I statement. Another negative thought I have about myself is?
Another negative thought I have about myself is my ability to be angry instead of happy.
That I choose anger instead of happiness. Say that.
I choose anger instead of happiness.
Good. Another negative thought I have about myself is?
Another negative thought I have is I don't know how to love as I should.
Ah. I don't know how to love.
I know how to love, just not as well as I'd like to.
Okay. So the thought is I'm not as loving as I'd like to be. Right?
Exactly.
Okay. A reason I'm not loving as I'd like to be is?
I don't know the answer to that.
What's the first thing that came to mind?
I've never been comfortable. I don't know. I don't. There's so many thoughts that it blocks out everything.
Good. So your mind's spinning on that one. So we're okay. On something that is probably at the core of your negative beliefs.
Okay.
So we're getting close to the core of something. That's why your mind started swirling just then. Because we're actually getting close to something that was going to make sense to argue everything that you've done to keep yourself stuck. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sort of, yes.
Okay. So one of the key things is, you know, why you think you're not loving enough, and that may be that you don't think you're lovable. And that may then get back to how you were treated growing up or how you weren't nurtured or whatever the things were that were embedded, and we don't have time, you know, tonight to get there, but there's a lot of connection there to love and anger. Do you get that?
Yes.
What are you feeling right now, David?
Anxiety.
What's the anxiety about?
Well, I don't know if it's anxiety or anxiousness to expand on everything that's been talked about on this conversation.
Right. Anxiety because we're going deeper and you're letting some...
I'm not fretting going deeper. I'm fretting why it hasn't clicked yet.
Why what hasn't clicked?
I mean, why in all the therapy I've had in my years, in all the medicines I've taken and all the help I've tried to get, why nothing has pushed me to the point of helping myself?
I think you answered that at the very beginning of our conversation, because any time it started getting close to this stuff, you stopped going.
I did.
Right. So you answered that question already. That's why I'm saying to you, and I told you I was gonna really start pushing you. You need to go back to therapy. You need to make a commitment to go every week or twice a week for 6 months without fail and see what happens. And hopefully it's a therapist that is not going to be just cognitive and intellectual, but deal with a more holistic approach and help you connect the thoughts with the body and the emotions and spirit.
I need to find someone like that who works on Saturdays.
Say again?
I need to find someone like that who works on Saturdays.
Then you know what? There are therapists that work on Saturdays.
Good.
Okay. And the other thing is, one of the reasons you probably were uncomfortable in the 12-step meetings was because you were being faced with a lot of things you didn't want to take a look at.
Well, when I first started going to 12-step meetings, it was AA. This is back in 1989 through 1993. Mm-hmm. I started going with a group of people who were in the program when I don't think I should have been going to particularly 12-step meetings. I should have been going to see a counselor.
Okay.
I think I was looking for an acceptance. I went to a few CODA meetings, learned a few things at those CODA meetings, got too close, you know, to what I was feeling, and I probably left those too.
Right.
I learned enough to know that I probably, for 4 years, spent time in AA. When I didn't need that, I needed therapy.
Okay.
And so I think my aversion to 12-step is knowing I should have been doing one thing when I was doing another, so it might be a...
How about doing both? Why does it have to be either or? There's a sense of camaraderie that goes on in the context of group and support, and then there's a sense of relationship and issue that goes on a different level with a therapist.
I have a lot of friends, even through my addiction, lifelong friends who are in the program. One of my closest friends in the world is one of the oldest young people continuous sobriety in the country that I grew up with, and he's been a major, major supporter of me.
Good.
Even through my addiction. But I still have had an aversion to his world.
Okay.
Even though I was part of it for a while.
Okay. I want you to seriously consider not seriously consider. I want you to call your therapist or start doing your homework and find a therapist that works on Saturdays and that has a more holistic approach. And like I said, I actually know some people actually in Sedona. My one of my brother-in-laws lives in Sedona, and he's a psychologist there, so he may know some people in Phoenix for you. So I can help you do some research, but I want you to do some also. But you're not going to get past this stuff if you don't start walking through it. And you need to do that with somebody that you trust and somebody that is not going to let you stay stuck in your head through the whole process, because where you are stuck is below the neck. You get scared and anxious whenever the emotions show up, whenever the anger's there, whenever it's about love or anything like that. And the only way you're going to heal this stuff is to start going into it and feel the discomfort and feel the emotions that are going to come up. There's no way around it, and the healing comes from the feelings. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Well, absolutely. And I'm not ashamed to show emotion to people.
But you block them. You've been keeping them stuffed down.
I have my episodes when, I mean, I've been at the same job since July of last year, and there was a day at work I just lost it in front of one of my supervisors.
But that happens, David, because you're not doing it on a regular basis. It happens when it's built up and you can't control it anymore. A healthy way of dealing with emotions is that they're expressed in the moment when they're felt, and that if there's a lifetime of residue backlogged or in a reservoir inside of you, then you need to do something. And that's why rebirthing is so good, because rebirthing will help you get that and get through it and get a lot of that out quickly so that you can start staying more in present time with the emotions. You follow that?
I'm definitely willing to deal with the present time.
Okay. Well, you have to clean up the past in order to stay present, is what I'm saying to you. You get that? Okay.
As I don't want to, I do.
Say again?
As much as I don't want to, I have to.
I know. Well, you haven't wanted to, and that's why at 34 we're having this conversation.
Well, okay, almost 35 in my life.
Okay. But there's no other choice for you. The only other choice is to continue going the way you are, and at some point you're just going to disappear.
God forbid.
What?
God forbid.
God forbid is right. But God doesn't want you to do that. God wants you to heal this stuff. You told me that you were very spiritual and you were raised with a real sense of spirituality. Then you know part of your struggle is the fact that you know you're not living a divine life. You're not living what you were put into this body to do, right?
Right.
David?
Yes.
I want you to hold on. We're going to close the show here. And I really, really want to thank you for calling in. I want to just really, what you did took a lot of courage today. I've been doing this show for a year, and I've had very few callers do what you did today.
Thank you very much.
And I really, really value what you've been talking about, and I'm sure plenty of listeners are very grateful that you said what they've been afraid to say.
It's very appreciative that you would say that.
Okay. So don't hang up. And I'm going to say good night. And I want to thank you, David, for calling in. I want to thank all of you listeners. If you want to get in touch with me or you have something to comment with David or I can pass on to him, you can go to tellthetruthfaster.com and email me. We'll respond to any of the emails. So thanks for listening. And tune in again next week.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.